To my dear Bnei Akihila and friends, there's already Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, the Parsha of the Mishkan, Chodesh Nisan, Parsha of the, also the Binyan of the Mishkan, which is the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, to be placed of Hashuas HaShechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes us special. Together with that, we're going through a very historic time, challenging time, unique time, a time when this coronavirus has spread over the entire planet, and specifically for us, the entire Jewish world. It's the first time since the decree of Haman that there was one gzeira that affected equally all of Klal Yisrael, wherever they are, all over the planet. Mitzad Echod, we are all mevudad, we're all separated from one another. Even within the community, we're separated into our houses. Mitzad Hasheni, we're all united in Betzora. We're all together in the Sora. And yesterday we did a beautiful thing. We all daven together, all over the world, united efforts, Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, together. We showed a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we're physically separated, but spiritually we're united with Am Echad Ba'aretz. That's what Hashem wants. We have to realize it was a beautiful effort and it made tremendous Hashpah B'Shamayim. But its true Hashpah would only be if this is just the beginning. It's not the end. We have to take it onwards. In this vein, I'd like to speak about something which we're all involved in right now. We have this fear. There's room for anxiety. And there's it's a real thing. There is a real reason for that. We have this virus going around. If we want to be totally honest, we have no way of being 100% safe from it. We should follow the recommendations of the government, but no matter how much we follow it, nothing is guaranteed. And they themselves know that and say that. So what are we going to do? To be in a state of anxiety, to become neurotic and drive ourselves and everybody around us crazy is the worst thing to do. It's not good for our immune system, it's not good for our Bitochen Hashem, and it's not good for the mental health of anybody. We have to stay calm. We have to have Menuchas HaNefesh. The question is, how do we do that? So the quote-unquote easy way of doing that is something called denial. Just saying, you know, it'll be all right. It's not as bad as they're saying it. They're exaggerating. Baruch Hashem, in our part of town, everything seems to be all right. But that is not true, because we know there is reason to have this fear. Machla is a reality wherever we are. We could try to distract ourselves by hearing all kinds of midrashim that Mashiach is coming. Yeah, we believe Mashiach is coming, and we've always believed it from the day we were born that Mashiach could come today, and we hope he'll come today, tomorrow. But that's not a way of dealing with the present state, because the present state right now is a state of danger. We want to live to see Mashiach. We want to be healthy till Mashiach comes. To think that it's just something affecting the Umas Olam is not true. It's affecting us also. So obviously, the Mahalach of denial, whether it's a Fruma denial or it's the childish denial, is not the way to calm ourselves down. The only way to calm ourselves down is to be realistic, to be emes. But emes means to see the whole picture, not just focus on the part of the picture. I mentioned yesterday from the Brisker Rav a story, and the Brisker Rav used to say also, he said, when you go to the border and you have to get past the border and you know the guard's there, you're terrified that you'll be caught. But if you're going with a horse and buggy, the only one that's not terrified is the horse. Why is that so? And the answer is obvious, because the horse doesn't have enough seichel to realize the danger. So do we say that the horse is a bigger Baal Bitochen than everybody else? No, he's just not knowledgeable, not aware of what the problem is. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be a horse. In Yiddish, it's called a feld. We don't have to be the feld. We don't have to be the horse. Adarabba, we're human beings. We have to be aware But together with that, we have to realize the bigger picture. The small picture which hits us in front of our eyes is the pachad, is the border, it's the border. If it's the machla, it's the machla. It's financial state, it's financial state. These are real things. But it's only part of the picture. We have to open ourselves up to the world of bitochen, which we see the entire picture. And we see that we are in Hashem's hand. He's orchestrating all this just for us. He loved us, and he has rachmanas on us, and he cares for us. And nothing changed at all. Adarabba, he's doing this so that we should come closer to him, so we should be zeichah to higher levels of closeness to Hashem, which make us worthy of Bias HaMashiach. But once again, we're not being oisik in Bias HaMashiach right now. We're oisik in today's day-to-day things. This is not an easy job for us. Because with all our linguistic, mental, whatever you want to call it, ideas, knowledge of bitochen, there's a big difference between knowledge of bitochen and living bitochen. Like we mentioned yesterday, Briskova lived bitochen every step of his life. He felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gave him the peace of mind. Didn't make a difference what happened. He had that peace of mind with him. We it's embarrassing to say, but we must admit that of a lot of bitochen was based on the fact because we had the doctors, we had the financial support, we have all the different things that the world, modern world, has to offer. But now Hashem is telling us this is a time for us to build the real bitochen. I want to add more to this. This problem of bitochen, we don't have to take it personally. It's a problem that exists from the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. We know the Churban Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Even though they were Isaac and Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, like the Gemara says, the Gemara uses a moshel, and it says that the fingernails of the early generations, the Bayis Rishon, were better than the stomachs of the Bayis Sheni. Very unclear what it means. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat. He says fingernails is referring to the claws, which is simen tumah of a not kosher animal, something not desirable. That's an external sign of tumah. Then there's an internal sign of tumah, the stomach, the malageva. What the Gemara is saying, that even though the Bayis Rishon, they were over the Averav of the Zorg, that was external, they had a tremendous Yetzer, which we don't have nowadays, that caused them to fall. But deep down, they were toilet betroiden b'Hashem, they had good betochen in Hashem. That's what the Gemara itself says. The Bayis Sheni period, they were oisik betroiden gemilas chasodim, like we're doing till this day, but Hashem have a lot of toilet gemilas chasodim. But it says they were lacking in betochen. How do we know they were lacking bitochen? Because it was sinas chinam. Bitochen, when a person is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving so much good every second of his life, and everything is guided by Hashem. There's no room for sinas chinam. Because first of all, he's so happy with his lot. There's no room to be jealous of the other person, or even angry at the other person, because even if he did something not nice to me, but I know that everything's min Hashemayim, and I feel bad for him that he did something wrong. But everything that happens to me is guided by Hashem. It's also an issurim for me to deal with. So there's no room for sinner. Sinner comes because it's me, my ego against his ego. And that causes a struggle between the two egos. If I have no ego, I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever happens to me, it's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll deal with it. And that person, other rabbi, will find a way to work it out also. That's the sinas chinam, the extreme sinas chinam, and then there's the lower level of sinas chinam, which is maybe some more prevalent, of not even being interested. I'm involved in myself. What happens to the other Jew down the block, or Kal V'chomer, the other side of the world, doesn't make such a big difference to me. Here's Simcha Shkoyach. As a tzar, the lack of feeling of Klai Yisrael is that one united nation, every member of Klai Yisrael is important to me. That's the feeling that Klai Yisrael has to have. And the shoyish of the lack of Ava, the shoyish of the sinner, is a lack of Bitochen Hashem. Because if Bitoch Hashem is based on the fact that we are a special nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen, that special nation that Hashem is watching over, Klal Yisrael has a neshama that no other nation has. We're so special. And if we're so special and we're united and we're the bond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avada, I feel close to every member of this special Kaviyochel Mishpocha, the bond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't feel it, it's because I don't feel that my essence is that neshama, and I'm part of that Nishmas Klal Yisrael, part of the United Nation of Klal Yisrael. I'm an independent person living my life, and he's living his life. I'm not seeing the whole picture. I'm just seeing what's in front of my eyes. As we mentioned the other time, yes, we do see the downfall of Esav, of Edom now. The world looks like it's falling apart. All the technology is not helping us. Financial state is falling apart. Edom is falling apart. When Chazal is saying that the person who's lacking bitochen, his innards are not good, and externally he is good, the Vilna Gaon says that's the exact same thing as Edom. The Edom also is compared to the Chazir, who always sticks out his split hooves, that externally he's that wonderful person with human rights and everything else, but inside he's corrupt. We also have a little bit of that within us. And because we behave to a certain degree like that behemoth, like that animal, that externally we're good, internally our bitachon with Hashem, a recognition, our definition of what I really am, is not clear. Because of that, we're under the dominion of that nation of Edom. And like we mentioned last time, if the nation of Edom is crumbling to put Edom in its place, then we have to use this situation of also our false image of ourselves to crumble and to come out with that beautiful inner self of Klal Yisrael. The Am Shekodesh Baruch Hu was Boicher, the Neshama HaKadosha that was given the Torah, the Shmira Yisera, Boruch HaGevash Yivtach V'Hashem V'Oye Hashem Yivtachu. When Hashem sees us turning to Him, He watches over us. And how much we have to, we mentioned before, and we have to mechazik this every day to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Boruch Hashem, we're still healthy, we're alright, we're surviving. What's going to be in the future, we don't know, but that's not what we're focusing on now. We focus on the Hoiva, what's going on now, how much we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what is happening to us. This is what Hashem wants us to do. So like we mentioned before, this is the time. Yes, yesterday we all got together. We are Yoshev, Bodo, each one is separated. But we showed ourselves, we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel for all of Klal Yisrael. We're davening together. I care about the Jew in Australia and in New York and China and wherever it is. Iran, Italy, the Jews in every one of these places. And not only do I care about them, I care about my neighbors. I care about my wife, my children, my family. And I have a koichas and nefesh that on the one hand I'm honest. I want to be boitrim b'shimcha b'emes, emes b'tochem. I'm honest to realize, yes, physically things are out of hand, out of control. We have no way of controlling it. But together with that, I realize I am that exalted Bonim Hashem Elikeinu, the Am HaNivcha, the Am has a special Shmira Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is watching over me, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to pay attention to that. That's going to make me have the peace of mind. I'm going to do the right Ishtadlis, but I'm not going to do over Ishtadlis. And I'm going to, like we said, if I had to be talking to Hashem and realize that I have a special Kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching over me, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving me everything I need, then I have ruined my heart to open up. I'm taken care of. I'm all right. Let me put a little more effort into taking care of the needs around me. Maybe the reason why the children are a little more jumpy today is maybe I'm not there enough for them. Maybe I'm a little short-tempered, and I'm sure we all are. But other rabbi, that's the avoid we have to do. Rebuild that feeling. Redefine myself. I'm not just another human being that has been left by themselves to the unknown. No, I am Klal Yisrael. I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. We mentioned last time about the Moedim, and we have to repeat that every time. Every time we say that Moedim, and if you're not saying the Moedim, thank Hashem. We give the fact that things are still all right, as much as they are. Give Hashem the credit. Live with Hashem. Feel it. Two things I want to add today. Together with the Moedim, we have number one, when we wake up in the morning, and we say that Moed Ani, Shev Zalta Bi Nishmosi, really think about it. Nishmosi, I have this special neshama, Nishmas Yisrael, which is special for Klal Yisrael. I have this special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to feel it. I don't want to take it for granted. I know I don't really deserve to get it back because Hashem took it up as a mashkun, as a security for me. I'm not really paying him back, but he loves me so much he gives it back afal pikein. He trusts me. He has faith in me. He has faith in me that I'm going to strengthen my relation with him. I can have that faith in him. He'll be with me. I just want to end with what we started. There's a parashas HaShavua of the Mishkan. Rav Avram Reuven Eisenberg told me from a Sefer Kadmon, old Sefer, points out a beautiful thing. The term of bodod, to be by yourself, is used in two different forms, in a negative and in a positive. When it says bodod yeshev, it's negative. A mitzvah, bodod yeshev. Eicho yoshev bodod, when golis yoshev bodod. Yeshev bodod. The same term bodod is used as the most positive thing of Klal Yisrael. Hein am levodod yishkoin. The nation of Klal Yisrael is bodod. We're all by ourselves. The difference between the two is when it says yeshev is negative, yishkoin is positive. What's the difference? Yeshev, I'm just sitting by myself, and I'm separated from everybody else. And achanami, that is negative. It's positive for people to be together. And we have a certain bechina of bodod yeshev. If all we're doing is physically separated, that's a terrible thing. That's an oynish. But bodod yishkoin, I'm by myself, but yishkoin, I am dwelling together with the Shechina, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize that I'm different than everybody else. I have no shackles to the rest of the world. Why? Because I am intimate relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Shechina in my house. And if I have that in a chanami, there's a certain bedidas, each one separated. But by separating ourselves from our day-to-day life, which distracts us, I'm focusing that I myself and my household is a mokim of Hashros Hashrina, only us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you feel that, then I'm not by myself, because I'm separated from the Umas HaOlam. But all Klal Yisrael is that, Am Levodot Yishkon. Like we said, we started yesterday feeling that feeling, Am Levodot Yishkon. And that's the feeling that we should continue and take with us now. So we should be zeichah b'met. Shabbos Kodesh is coming. We mentioned the Moida'ani feeling. My essence is that the neshama, which is the mokim of the Vodad Yishkoin, the Shechina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel Hashem is with me. I know that the situation is frightening, but I don't have to be frightened. I could be like the Briskerov, not on his level so quickly, but I'm mechazing myself in that direction. That Hashem is lovely with me as He was with me from the day I was born and throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And the second point, after the Moed Ani, is Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is a special time also of Shabbos is only with Yisrael. Goyish Shabbos Chayv Misa. Because Shabbos is also that time that the Jewish person sits back and says, I'm doing nothing. I'm totally in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I can have Menuchas HaShabbos. When Mirz Hashem will have the Menuchas HaShabbos, once again, this Shabbos is not just another Shabbos, a Shabbos that we really feel that we're totally in the hands of Hashem. We don't have to mispalel about Choyla and Machlas. Other rabbis also didn't mispalel about the Shabbos. We mispalel to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yismachu Malchus Roshayim HaShabbos and HaTfilis. And the Shabbos, that's what we want. And when we have that, then we'll have the Menucha, Emes Ramuna, all the Menuchas that we say in the Tefillah. We have the Zmiras of Shabbos, we sing together, we learn together as a family. Mishpocha, Mishpocha, realize that the unit of Ashur HaShechina is our Mishpocha. And if we use this period of time, like we're saying, to redefine ourselves, I am that mishpacha, I am that neshama, which is a mokim v'shoas hashchina. My family is a one unit that we're caring for one another. We have to be tochen. We give me the ability to have that hafterechem oicha within my family for all Klal Yisrael. In Yitz Hashem, that in itself is a tremendous, tremendous revach, which will last for our entire lives, by little, like we're saying now. Uplifting ourselves, clarifying for ourselves what I really am, and what Hashem is to me, and what the bigger picture is. And Yitz Hashem will have a Yeshua from this Bekorev, and afterwards we'll live beautiful lives of Kiruz Elikim, Siyad Deshmaya, Boch HaGevesh, Yizdach B'Hashem, Voy Hashem Iftachoy, Am Levodot Yishkoin. And we'll be zeich with this to the Ashur, to Ashchina, via Samashiach, Vinyi Beis HaMikdash, B'Meir HaMimena.